Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys,
welcome to this week's Angelos and Barry, or Barry and Angelos, depending on
your proclivity.
This is the podcast. What we want to do at the beginning of this podcast is just to remind you.
This
isn't a hard sell, nothing like that. It's just a reminder.
Yes.
We're going on tour, the end of the month now. Isn't it, Barry?
We are going. Yeah. Get it right
there.
This must be near you, right? The Brighton Comedia, Windsor, Selby near Leeds, Liverpool, Hull, Stafford, Leicester, Cambridge, Leeds, Manchester, Wolverhampton, Tewkesbury, Harpenden, Lancaster, Dublin, Belfast. Norwich, Teesdale, Whitby, Weston-super-Mare, Lyme Regis.
Oh.
All them places.
If there isn't one of them ain't near you, then I don't know what else
to do. I don't know what is. We're trying to spread it all out.
I don't know what else to say.
So go to
live.angelosandbarry.com.
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 Thank you.
Ah, well, we got that out of the way.
We got that out of the way. Yeah.
I'm quite good at selling, you know.
Selling.
Yeah. I just sold that show very successfully.
Because
I'm good at selling. I'm good at all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh yeah, like what?
Well, it's funny you should say like what, because the other day I went to see a small business advisor.
Right.
Yeah.
I won't do the obvious joke.
What's that?
Stand up, I already am, sort of thing. He's a small business advisor.
Oh, right.
We'll edit that out later. Ronnie Corbett.
Because it just sort of backs up my status.
Yeah.
So I went to see a small business advisor.
Right.
And I sat down and he said, oh, hello, Mr. Epifemio. Yeah. I said, oh, hello, there, small business advisor.
Yeah.
And he says, what can I do for you? I said, well, I've come for, some advice, on small businesses.
Yes.
And he says to me, well, what sort of things do you want to do? And I says, well, I don't know. That's why I've come here, to get some advice.
Advice on small businesses and that.
He says, well, what sort of business do you want to do? I said, well, that is why I'm here, you prick.
These people,
they get paid and yet they sit there and do nothing. I said, well, what do you think I should do? He said, well, what sort of business is it? I says, I don't know what business it is. That's why I am here. Clear your ears out.
Yeah.
And he says, well, is it import-export business? I said, I'll do that. He says, well, what sort of import, export is it? I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it
importing goods from Europe?
I'll do that then.
Yeah.
And he says, well, what sort of goods is it? I said, oh, God almighty.
Yeah.
I said, well, like
car parts.
I did car parks. I said, right, where do I sign up? She said, small business importing exporting car parts. And he says, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know?
Christ.
And he says, well, I'm only here to give you like financial advice, like to get your business started. I said, well, if I can't get any financial advice, get my business started, if I don't know what bloody business I'm going to do, can
exactly.
I?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
These bloody people.
And we just went round and round in circles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you used to have that small business, didn't you?
Oh, I had a small business, all right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Remember I'd done the grooming.
Oh, your grooming,
Had a grooming business. Yeah. No, don't make that joke. I'd done a joke. It was grooming. Lovely. Alsatian Labradors and all that.
You stuck them through the car wash. That's why you got closed down in the end.
I did in the end. But, you know, what would often happen is that they'd come round. Oh, my little poochie.
Yeah.
My little poochie. She's got some acid feces on her bottom, you know, her fur and that.
Oh, yeah.
And really, I was repulsed. You have disgusting. To go, oh, I'd be like,
that's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Filthy mutt.
Filthy mutt. But of course, you have to go, oh, she lovely, got beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Would you mind cutting her nails for me? And of course, I think, oh, Christ.
I hate animals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what were you saying? Miss Margaret come round, she had I had one of them rotating files. Lift up the porch. get them out. I never hurt none of them, in case any of our friends.
Animal lovers. We love animals.
Yeah. But it was. It didn't last very long. I mean, on account of that one that she wanted to enter her into crafts.
Oh, yeah.
One of the legs had come off.
Yeah, and blind and all, wasn't it?
And I said, well, I know she was right before she came into the. This is the sort of thing that's going to get us into trouble.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Look, if there'd been a three-legged category,
she would have
sailed second. It. She'd have come second or third.
Animal grooming company as well, you know.
Little angels.
And I had one of them patio washer things.
That's it.
You know? And I'd sit the dog down.
What with the feces, sort of?
Like I do its bone, that.
It's bone.
And I'll get the Carhartt power washer there.
Yes, on a German engineer.
That's beautiful. But the trouble is, it's so powerful that you stuck it anywhere near the dog's fur, and it just, without being
overly graphic,
it made a hole in it.
Do you remember that? Well, do you remember when I borrowed it? When Margaret had. Remember she was eating all those eggs that time? Yeah, she went on that egg diet. She's on the toilet and I hear. Barry!
Here
come up. I'm egg-bound, you see.
Oh, Christ, she's all bunged up.
She's all bunged up, omelette. Thinking of a Spanish omelette. Anyway, I got upstairs. I said, you right, love? She said, well, I've got terrible trouble with her anus, really.
Yeah.
Remember I come round to yours and I borrowed that.
The Carhartt.
Christ, I got her out on our back patio. I say patio, it's a bit of scrubland down the back.
Yeah.
Jim, I ramped that thing up and you and Kenny come round and plugged it into the extender.
I remember very well, yeah.
And the wonderful thing was that it did actually help her out somewhat, didn't
cleared
it?
It cleared it.
That all got cleared. That all went. That all went.
Because I remember when I had very, very itchy internal gut system.
Gutting system,
You know, it was all getting itchy in there.
I
don't know what was in there. There was something that crawled in and that. And I thought, what's the best way of getting rid of this, you know? And I rang you up. Can you bring my power washer back? You bunged it in your car and you drove it round. And then I said, well, look, there's no easy way of telling you that what I need you to do.
Yes.
And I said, look, I'm just going to pull down my trousers.
Right.
And my pants. And I'm going to go in the back garden. I'm going to go on all fours.
Yes.
And I want you just to stick that nozzle up my bum and press on it, please.
Yes.
And remember that? Remember when you done that?
God, beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. But you pressed it so hard that it came out so powerful that you got blown back across and hit the wall, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
And that was all. I mean, granted, what your blockage was, that was cleared.
Mm.
That's not in question.
That's not there anymore.
But it did.
But it turns out it was an internal organ.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything alien or foreign.
No, but I mean, the real problem was that I'd done my back in. Do you remember I wrote that song about round to Angelost? He said, you take my power tool. I stuck it up his bottom and I turned it on. I was there with your mate Kenny, Pete, and your neighbour, Filthy Ron. It kicked back, I fell onto me back, and hit you on the sack. That's why I'd never use a power tool.
Again,
you know,
yeah,
and that'd be a warning to you.
Yeah, you should really use those under very, very.
Careful
supervision.
Here's some of the paperwork that come with it. You see that clause there?
I remember not.
It is purely for use on clearing
patios and
weeds, etc., and cars.
All the muck and stuff.
And there is a.
Above all, do not stick this thing up your bum and press go, because you will either fire back and hit the wall, or the person whose bum it's up will get seriously hurt.
And then there's a bit in German down there.
Unless you're German, then by all means stick it up your bum, because you're into that sort of thing.
Do not stick an up into Aschen, or you will... Right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, that was the germ. Always read the small print. Mm. Always read the small print.
Have you had anyone come round your house?
Oh, well, you know, I like to help the underprivileged. I had a bloke come round, you know, they knock on the door. Oh, one of the duster.
Oh, one of them.
One of them, normally they've done a bit of bird, haven't they?
They're on the road to recovery, you know.
So
give them a second chance.
And I'll go, yes. I say, wait there, I'll go and get Margaret's purse. And while Amy helps himself to our knickknacks in the hallway.
Well, you know,
fair enough.
It's a second chance, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, second chance.
First chance he come round last week, he didn't get. So
no,
that's a second chance.
That's it. Give him a second chance. Yeah. So then I come out with a purse and I go, just the one duster, please. I get a fiver out. He goes, and the rest, 15 quid, one duster.
Duster,
yeah. I go, all right, second chance.
Yeah,
second chance.
Why not?
He's killed someone. He was responsible, this particular fella, I think he beat up someone.
Well, full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure when they're selling his dusters.
You know, and I think, you know, okay, you're selling a lot of cleaning equipment. If I wanted to come to you for advice on, say, killing someone or beating someone, you'd be the bloke. What you know about cleaning, I don't know. But I will give you a bedroom.
I mean, maybe he wants to learn all about cleaning, and if that's the case, then, this is a place to start selling dust.
Well, exactly.
But, you know, it's surprising what they know, because... I said, I don't know what you've done. I don't want to know what you've done.
I don't want to know, yeah.
But you've got a load of dusters in there. there, that's good. But these knives,
yeah.
I said, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
And he went, no, 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 it's not what you think. It's not what you think. I said, well, what is it then? He says, I'm not a murderer or nothing. I said, thank God for that.
Right, yeah.
He says, what I do, I said, what are you doing with them knives then? He says, I do, like, door-to-door, like, facelifts and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Save you a few bucks.
Well, this is it. And I said, do you?
Yeah.
And I said, well, what, you know, what, have you got any, like, examples of your work?
Yeah.
He said, well, no, I ain't done one yet.
Give him
the second chance. Yeah. I said, well, what can you do for me? You know,
yeah.
He said, well, I can just rip that off there for you, and then just like slice that open and pull that back.
Yeah.
And I said, have you got any stitches in there or something?
Yeah.
He said, well, no, I've got cotton and I've got a needle. And
I said,
well,
and
plenty of dusters, loads of blood.
Yeah.
I said, and he said, well, what do you reckon? I said, well, how much will it be? This will take 20 years off me.
Yeah, you're thinking, what, £600-700?
I thought £600-700. He said, like £70.
Well, it's, I said,
well, how long will it take? He said, about 20 minutes.
Bloody hell, that sounds about...
I said, all right, well, I'm going swimming later, so maybe I'll get it done before I go swimming. I said, all right, come. He said, where do you want to do it? And he said, a bog.
Went in the bog.
So I went in the bog, and I sat down. I said, shall I sit down in the bog?
Yeah.
I said, what are you using for anaesthetic?
Yeah. Smack you the mouth.
Yeah, well, he said, that's a catch. I don't have none of that.
Yeah.
I said, not to worry. It was all crack on anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, when he sliced my face open.
Oh, God. He
sliced it open with these knives, and I'm not sure they was even surgical knives.
Right.
I think a lot of them had just, like, come out of his kitchen.
Well, one of them was a plastic one he got from the Virgin Rail, wasn't it?
And he took half an hour to get from my skin with that.
Yes.
I mean, in the end... To be fair,
he did come with a Kit Kat, and they give you that.
Yeah, give me a Kit Kat, but he was slicing away at my skin with that plastic knife. After about half an hour, I said, if this is going to take much longer,
yes,
then I'm going to go.
He
said, no, it's nearly there.
And then
he just got pierced his skin and got through.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Well, it's been bad, you know, taking years off you as well. Look at that, yesterday he signed my bottom lip just under my nose, so I couldn't talk, I can't talk, and I picked that and go, but apart from that I thought give the lad a second chance. Well, this is the thing, what you really have got to know is these people know very little. I mean, the bloke comes around, oh, I want a second chance, and he tell him about the dusters, and he brought some shoe shine stuff. Oh, and this will shine your shoes nice because it uses a beeswax. And then I'm like, mate, if I want advice on murdering someone...
You're my go-to man. He said, but I don't do that.
No, he doesn't. But he couldn't help himself. He was talking to me, so you see, this will cut really nice on your shoes. And then I slit him. He couldn't help it, slipped out. I said, all right, don't worry about that. Right. And he said, and this, if you this knife will clean the back of the shoe. Yeah. And then the slang come from here. And I went, all right. You see, you can take the man out of the prison. You can't take the piss out of the man, or he will kill you.
He will kill you. Yeah. But what is it? I mean, this is what I found out, like, after he left me. After he done my facelift for me in the bog, he went downstairs.
Right.
And I mean, he eliminated the entire bottom floor of the flats.
Oh, well, I see. The people are living down there.
Yeah, yeah. He got rid of all of them, and I thought, well, second chance, if you let these people in your home, what chance do you have?
Incidentally,
what?
Have you seen in here?
No.
The Daily Mail.
Who's he?
They have found, Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
There's the clearest pictures of Area 51. he won with, apparently the aliens come down and they'd done an autopsy on one of the aliens. Unfortunately, it was a bloke come out of prison who'd been selling dusters, and they found absolutely nothing. He didn't know what he was looking for. Alien life, really. So what did they find? Well, to be honest, in the Area 51 Roswell place, there's not very much in there. They say, oh, look, they've seen the Daily Mail. They circled this and look at this. It's a real Jeep.
Well, that's fine.
Well, we've got those down there anyway.
Yeah.
But, of course...
I've got one of them out the front of my flat.
You know, I could have sent NASA around to your place. You remember that time that bloke claimed to be an alien?
I've been taken up by aliens.
I know you have.
I've been beamed up by them.
I know, yeah. But do you remember when that bloke turned up at your door, talking to door-to-door salesman?
Yeah.
And he had a colander on his head, and he says, from outer space. Was it Kenny?
It wasn't Kenny. I said to him, listen, Ken, this bloke knocks on my door and he's got a colander.
I remember this.
He's got a colander on his head.
And his cock hanging out.
And his cock and balls hanging out of his trousers.
Yeah,
and he's wearing a pair of marigolds.
Right.
And
interstellar.
And I took one look at him, I was like frightened. I was like, I went, who are you? And he went, no, it's not what you think.
It's I'm from outer space.
I'm from outer space.
Oh, correct.
And she said, I thought for a minute you was a bloke with a, you know, calling on you with a cock and balls hanging out. And I was frightened. Yeah. He went, I'm from another planet.
From the future, or what?
Well, no, he did say he was from the future. He said he was from another planet. I said, all right, well, which one are you from?
Yes.
And he went, you wouldn't know it.
No, all right.
I went, okay. She said, do you want to try me? She said, I can't pronounce the name in your language, you know.
Right.
So I said, I'll leave it there. No, you clearly didn't want to tell me where you're from. I said, well, come in then.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I don't know what it is you want, like, what it from your world, what it
what. What do you what, want what from you, me?
He said, I'll just have a cup of tea.
Right.
And that threw me a bit.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking, I said to him, do you have tea where you come from? He went, oh, yeah, we got PG tips.
Oh, okay.
And
did he drink it funny or just normal way through his mouth?
The whole time he's got his cocking balls hanging out.
Yeah,
I said, well, down here. I said to him, look, I don't know where you're from, but in this country, on this planet, unless you're from the Amazon, if you walk around with your cock and balls hanging out of your trousers, then, you know, it's arrested. You get arrested.
Yes.
Anyway, he looks down and he goes, oh, Christ, sorry about that.
He didn't know.
This is the same in our planet. We're not allowed to walk around with cock and balls hanging out.
He said
they must have just fallen out when I travel through space.
Yeah.
I went, all right, not to worry, not the worry. Right. He says, have you got any Bensons?
And you said, what, like Earthlings Bensons?
And I said, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, right.
And he went, you know, fags.
Fags.
I went, yeah. And he went, you got any Bensons and Edges?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, do you have them up at your planet?
Yeah.
He went, we've got Benson Edge, you've got JPS,
Marlborough,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
I said, all right. Is it some sort of currency or something? Right. He went, we smoked them.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, it's extraordinary. Like, your planet seems very, very similar to our planet.
Yes.
He went, it's quite similar.
We had a very similar situation. We went to Starburger in Harrow, you know, me and Margaret. And we was there, and a bloke come in, and he was...
Well, the name's a giveaway, isn't it?
Well, that's probably what attracted him to it.
Right.
So we've said, you know, whatever. I mean, I had a double cheeseburger with bacon, and cheeseburger, and Margaret had a Spanish omelette. And we both had chips, she had a fried slice, and we had a pudding as well.
Right, and a milkshake?
She had the milkshake. She had the milkshake. Anyway, Geezer comes out.
Right.
I've seen him round Harrow before.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether he's out of space or not, but he...
What did he say?
He comes out, he goes...
What's he look like?
he's got a very, very interstellar sort
look
of
about it.
Fact. A very, very crazy look.
Gold tracksuit.
Yeah, gold tracksuit, yeah, you see. A saucepan on his head. And I thought, oh, Christ, he might well be. You know, they move. They can move
you
around.
You don't know.
They can shape shift.
Yeah.
So he come in. And he farted on his way. Now, first of all, I said, don't be so disgusting. He went, oh, no.
Oh, that's some sort of creepy.
Oh, yeah. Where I come from? I said, which planet? He said, oh, I can't tell you. I suspect it was Burnt Oak near Edgware Way, because I think I've seen him round there and all. So he turns up.
Well, he's probably come back and forth.
I think,
his portal.
He came with his portal, and he had a cut with a currant bun in his back pocket. Yeah. And he comes up, and he goes, chips.
Oh, Christ.
Chips. He wants chips, you see.
Does he?
So I'm about to say, Margaret says, oh, no.
That's from outer space.
He could be from outer space. But gold track. It's all there. Yeah, all the clues are there. Saucepan on his head. Yeah. Gold track suit and all that.
Mm.
Slippers. And he says to me, can I have some chips? Like chips. Chips. They can't speak the language very well. So I says, you know, bugger off. And he goes, oh, that racist, because I'm from outer space.
Okay. You can't talk to me like that.
You don't understand my culture, you see.
Yeah.
And so I bought him some chips, and he spent Christmas with us. We took him in for Christmas and all that, fed him and all the rest of it.
Right.
And then he buggered off. Whether he's gone back to Spain, right. I don't suppose they have Christmas up there.
Because the bloke had come round my house, he had a colander on his head.
Right.
This is like around about Christmas time, and I said to him, I said, do you need to go? Are you all right? You need to go home for Christmas.
Yeah, you need to go home for Christmas.
Yeah. Aren't your family like expecting you for Christmas?
Right.
And he went, well, they will be expecting me for Christmas, yeah, but I can't go home.
Why not?
Is your portal closed? Is your ship?
Has it left
without
you?
Right. And he went, no, I ain't got no money.
Right.
I said, what do you mean they got no money?
Curious.
I said, are you paying for a ride with Nasser?
Really?
He said, well, are you like giving him money? He says, no, if I go home with no money, my wife's gonna kill me.
Right.
I went, oh right, okay.
I said,
well, how much do you need? Like, he said, probably about 20 or 30 quid.
Right.
That'll see me through.
Whoa.
And I said, well, look, I mean, you know, you are a visitor from outer space,
yeah,
from another planet,
yeah,
and I must make you feel welcome in our country,
yeah,
in our planet. So here's 30 quid.
Yeah.
And he went, thank you very much.
Anyway, he
cleared off after that, and a couple of hours later, he was in the bookies, and he stuck it all in a fruit machine.
Right.
And I said, oi.
Yeah, yeah.
That money was to go home for you for Christmas.
Yeah.
He went, no, I'm just sticking the money in the fruit machine, trying to double it.
Yeah. Oh, well, to get you past Saturn.
Exactly. So I said, oh, well, fair enough,
Christ,
you know. But, you know, these people are amongst us.
Listen, they are amongst us, and, you know, ours is not to reason why. You know, there's a whole universe out there.
Oh, Christ, yeah. I mean, the chances of there not being amongst us.
Oh, well, brilliant. Did I tell you about the time that alien come round to to my house? He came round one time. Can I use your toilet, this strange man said. And can I? He had a colander on his head. He went to the bog. He did a fucking log. He came back down the stairs.
Thank you very much.
He said, it's all balls and pubic hairs. And I said, well, please do those up, you know. But he said, oh, no, it's my culture. Don't be racist, you know.
Racist, culture.
My culture. I see Meghan Markle's getting married to, what's his name?
Prince.
Prince Harry.
Calls him Prince Harry at home.
Probably,
hello,
yeah.
Prince Harry.
Oh, my lord. My lord.
My lord.
Lovely thing, wasn't
hello,
it?
Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Hello, Meghan.
Imagine Meghan. That. You come in from a hard day's being royal, shaking hands and all that. Oh, she's yeah, been sat and doing the photo shoot. And you go, where's my dinner? And she goes, oh, well, come on. You go, I'm a prince.
Prince Harry. I'm
actually a prince.
So, you know, you
don't
act
mind.
Accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what.
There's a protocol to be observed here.
Yeah. Oh, could you just pass the salt, please? I'm afraid I can't.
I'll get my footman.
Yeah.
Jeez. Can you pass Meghan the salt, please? Because I can't tat it because it's protocol.
Yeah. Oh, Meghan, I want to watch new tricks tonight. Yeah. Harry, I wanted to watch that. And so, I'm so sorry.
You're a pop star and your career will come and go.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'm a
prop
prince.
Star.
I don't know.
Wherever she is.
But it will come and go. But I'm a prince forever.
Yes.
And I've got loads of money. So it's up to you. If you know, you can watch it if you like and incur my wrath.
Yeah,
and we'll see how long this relationship lasts if you do that.
But do you remember you went to Will's and Kate's? Prince William and Kate's wedding. Do you remember you used to in the disco?
I wrote to them actually. I said, look, I mean, I've got, I know you've probably got someone to do the disco already. And he wrote back, he emailed me back, he said, you've got Fat Boy Slim.
Oh, Fat Boy Slim, yeah.
I said, well, look, I mean, you know, you can use Fat Boy if you like, but he's very commercial.
Yeah.
And what I can do for you is, you know, I'm a man of the people.
I can make all the
big hits. And he said, okay, come down. So we kicked off with Shut Up Your Face.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then we had the Bernie song.
Do you remember Philip of Spain, Prince Philip of Spain, was doing Oops Upside Your Head?
Yeah, they're all shouting on the floor.
And
the one
and
the
rhythm
thing.
On down the dance.
Yes,
but really, the Middletons there.
Well, that was the thing. It was like, I was trying to play all this sophisticated stuff. I said, look, I'm going to kick off with a little bit of Beethoven.
Stuff like
the royal wedding.
Yeah.
And old Dad Middleton.
Yeah, right.
Ray
Middleton.
He says, Ray Middleton here. Have you got any wham?
I said, Ray,
this is not that kind of dude.
No,
this is a royal family here.
Person,
isn't it? You know, this is Angela. You want to buy a full escort of
me? Yeah, that's what they're like, the Middleton.
Exactly.
Well, do you remember when I come in and I was just hanging around the back and helping you with the records and your road light and all that? And Carol Middleton comes out and she's,
She had a bottle of acid spoon man.
Remember she had that leopard skin boob tube on and all that?
Yeah.
She said to me,
look at this handbag. Look at this acid handbag.
Yeah.
And then you went, oh, it's Gucci.
Gucci, didn't it?
She says, is it Fock?
Yes,
it's from Thailand.
Thailand
cost me £5.
Yeah, and they're staggering around later on. Old Carol Middleton, Middleton, her mum on her heels and all that. Oh, crud. Yeah.
Poor Carol must be very embarrassed by
that. Very embarrassed. It brings down the royal family.
You know, it does bring down the royal family. Yeah.
But listen, I would like to, you know, perhaps we. Do you want a little tribute to
the Middletons?
Yeah, of course. Well, look,
we're
going to bring this song out just to mark the marriage. It's basically about the Middletons.
Carol Middleton, Tony Middleton were at the wedding. Carol and Tony Middleton. I wanted to play Beethoven, but they said, no, don't play that shit. Play some fucking Wham! Bloody Abba! It's a wedding, you bastard, not a bloody funeral!
I mean, they're very nice, the Middletons, but you know what the main problem is with that they are rather filthy common. I don't like them. Someone told me that the Middletons have got a lot of chintz. They have got a lot of things. Oh,
she's a very common bint. They came to the wedding, the money they were shedding to buy some Asti Spumante.
200 packets of Benson and Edges have made
Spumante.
Yeah, that didn't work. Now, look. We told you where we're going. We're going all those accounts. We've given you all the dates. So please.
We can't do no more. We can only bring the horse to water.
Yeah, come on. And look, it's a great show.
Oh, my God.
We've already done it to death. The bloody press loved it. What else do you want?
We've done it to death. We've done it too. We are peaking now.
We are peaking. But second time round, we're full. And listen, anyone who's listening, Leicester, we're coming back. Oh, good old Leicester. Yeah. All right, but listen, do buy a ticket. Do buy a ticket. And we'll see you soon.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.